Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Friday, February 10th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows seven shadowy special interest groups involved in last summer's recall elections raised more than $10 million in the last half of 2011, but the bulk of it, nearly $9 million, came from big contributors outside the state, and about $1.4 million came from Wisconsin individuals, businesses, a union, and groups. With us to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, what would you identify and talk a little bit about some of these groups and how much they raised?
Sure, but first I think it's really important to understand that this is a glimpse at some of the money that is flowing into elections in Wisconsin. It's a very partial accounting of how that money is flowing. It's just what we can see when we review the disclosure reports filed by groups organized, these so-called 527 groups. They're organized under Section 527 of the Internal Revenue Code. They have to disclose their donors. So we get a glimpse of their money. And what we were able to see is money that was flowing to seven of the groups. And there were many more groups that weighed in this summer's Senate recall elections, but seven of the groups took money from these 527s. You've got groups on the Democratic side, like Greater Wisconsin Political Fund, the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee. They both got huge amounts of money, most of it from out of state. On the Republican side, you had the Republican State Leadership Committee and GOPAC, which is a political action committee for the Republicans. Group like the Presidential Coalition, which is another group on the conservative side, Progressive Change Campaign Committee on the Democratic side. So you had groups on both sides having this money flow to them. The amazing thing is that, you know, only about $1.4 million worth of the $10.2 million in contributions were from Wisconsin contributors, nearly $9 million, $8.8 million of the total came from outside Wisconsin. So in this summer's recall elections for the Senate, it was a very stark illustration of how these recall elections have been magnets for outside money, how Wisconsin has been thrust on a national stage, and how national actors are sending huge sums of money to our state to try to influence these state elections.
Could you identify and talk a little bit about some of the Wisconsin donors to these groups and why their identities are just coming to light now?
Well, they're just coming to light now because we're finally able to get a glimpse at these filings with the IRS by these so-called 527 groups. And, you know, one of the things that jumped off the page, of course, was $1 million donated to the Greater Wisconsin Political Fund by the Wisconsin Education Association Council, which is the state's largest teachers union. In the past, WEAC has primarily done its own advertising, taken its money and spent it on its to sponsor its own ads. But in these Senate recall elections, they were funneling money to Greater Wisconsin Committee. It's only coming to light now. We also saw some wealthy individuals, philanthropists like Lion Deline out of Milwaukee, Stacy Herzing, who's an executive with Herzing University, John Link and his family, they're in the beef jerky business. You saw wealthy individuals like that, an executive from Ashley Furniture, an investment advisor, Richard Strong from Milwaukee. So you saw these wealthy individuals funneling money. You saw the state's largest teachers union, an Indian tribe, the Forest County Potawatomi, over $50,000 to the Republican Governors Association is included in our report. Companies like Quick Trip and Alliant Energy, big donations, one to the Democrats, one to the Republicans in that case. So, you know, we saw this collection of companies, an Indian tribe, a union, some wealthy individuals, all funneling money. Money sometimes going to the Democrats, sometimes going to the Republicans. We're only now able to see it as we review these IRS filings.
This report also identifies two additional groups that weren't involved in last summer's recalls, but that may get involved in the recall election against the governor, if there is one. Could you talk a little bit about them, and do they have a history with past Wisconsin elections?
Yeah, I mentioned briefly the Alliant Energy contribution to the Republican Governors Association, and that's one of the groups we're talking about here, and then its counterpart on the other side, the National Democratic Governors Association. We included them in our report, not because they were involved this past summer in the Senate recall elections, but because they'll likely, very likely, be involved in the upcoming recall election involving the governor. We've seen them involved in past elections for governor in a big way. They've come in and sometimes dumped millions into elections in Wisconsin, and I anticipate that they'll be there again. You take a group like the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee. That's a fundraising arm of the Democratic Party that gets involved in the state legislative contest, so they're not going to be involved in the governor's race. They were heavily involved in this summer's Senate recall elections. So I think you'll see some of these actors step aside or step into the background, and then you'll see groups like the Republican Governors Association and the Democratic counterpart step forward and play big roles in the upcoming recall election involving the governor's office. So, you know, we're going to see this money flowing through perhaps, you know, different groups, but the money, again, is flowing from wealthy individuals, corporations, unions, and I mean, it's coming from all over. And boy, I tell you, you look at groups like the RGA and the DGA, these governors associations, the same pattern emerges. A little bit of money from Wisconsin contributors, boatloads of money from out of state. So far, Wisconsin individuals, businesses, and groups have donated about $335,000 to these two outfits, but the RGA raised a total of $22.1 million, the Democratic Governors Association, $8.5 million. Now, maybe they'll pick up the pace in terms of getting some Wisconsin contributors to crack their checkbooks and send some money their way as well. But likely they're sitting on huge amounts of money, mostly raised outside of Wisconsin, that they'll pump into this governor's race here in Wisconsin. So, again, we're going to see huge outside interference, massive amounts of money coming from outside of Wisconsin to try to influence what is a state election and really ought to be about the people of Wisconsin deciding their own political fate, deciding how they want to be governed here in Wisconsin. But they'll have to make that decision about how they want to be governed by overcoming all of this advertising that they're going to have to endure that's mostly paid for by out-of-state actors.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about these outside schmear groups and their supporters, please check out the February 10th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.